A week ago, Brett Kavanaugh and the woman who accused him of sexual assault, Christine Blasey Ford, were giving evidence before US senators. Today, senators are reading an FBI report on Brett Kavanaugh. Live to Washington, D.C., and LBC's Simon Mark. Simon?
What a bruising week it's been, Eddie, since that drama up on Capitol Hill last Thursday. Dr. Christine Blasey Ford telling her story, which President Trump a few days ago conceded was very credible, although he went on the attack later to mock her at a campaign rally here in the United States. And then, of course, Brett Kavanaugh with his extremely angry denunciation of what he referred to as a sham process, blaming Democrats and even the Clintons for trying to derail his ambitions of winning that seat on the Supreme Court. He now seems to be one step closer to securing the post that he covets, because this FBI investigation, the documents have been submitted to senators. They are taking their turns to read one copy of the FBI's report, which has been placed in a secure room up on Capitol Hill. But some of the wavering senators, Susan Collins of Maine, a Republican, Jeff Flake of Arizona, also a Republican, say that they believe that this has been a thorough investigation by the FBI, and there is no indication that the investigation has yielded any corroboration of the various claims that have been made against Brett Kavanaugh, to which Brett Kavanaugh's detractors say this investigation has not been thorough at all. Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, who was not spoken to by the FBI during the course of this probe, has described through her lawyers as has described the investigation through her lawyers as a stain on the process, on the FBI, and on our American ideal of justice. Up on Capitol Hill, Senator Charles Schumer, the Democrats' leader in the U.S. Senate, though, is effectively conceding that Judge Kavanaugh may now make it to the Supreme Court. He says that had the investigation been more open and transparent, it might have had a different outcome.
We Democrats had many fears that this would be an all-too-limited process that would constrain the FBI from getting the facts. Having received a thorough briefing a few minutes ago, our fears have been realized. Our fears have been realized. This is not a thorough investigation.
And what he means by that is that the FBI only interviewed 9 witnesses during the course of the last week, and there are scores of other witnesses that have offered to be spoken to and interviewed by the FBI and who never got a call back from the agency. 1,000 legal professionals and counting have signed on to an open opinion piece published by the New York Times that says that Brett Kavanaugh doesn't have the qualifications or the character to serve on the Supreme Court, but with some of those wavering Republicans up on Capitol Hill now seeming to line up behind the idea of voting in his favor when the final vote occurs, and we think that will take place at some point on Saturday. Protesters are likely to descend on Capitol Hill to register their objection to this process, but it does increasingly look as though this White House attempt to get Brett Kavanaugh onto the court has succeeded. That then leaves open the possibility that after this is all over and Brett Kavanaugh is sitting on the Supreme Court, Democrats, if they perform well in the midterm elections in a month's time here, may seek to reopen the investigation into his background and may even seek, ultimately, Eddie, to impeach him.
Simon Marks, thank you.